The first question says that can an ordinary Muslim see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a dream, or only pious people see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a dream? And the question also wants to know, what's the best way to see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a dream?
So, yes, indeed, to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a dream, it is a very great privilege, it is a great honor. And there is great virtue in seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a person's dream, in a condition that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is pleased and happy with one. So that is a great privilege and an honor. But if a person sees Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam in a dream and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rebuking him or he is scolding him, then that can become a very difficult thing as well. So in terms of the question, yes, it is possible for any ordinary person, Muslim, to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream. The greater the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and for the sunnah, the greater the chance of seeing Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a person's dream. And therefore, a person must strive to develop and increase the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam in his heart. And then, inshallah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if he wills, he will show Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam in the dream. Naqshe qadam Nabi ke hai, jannat ke raaste, Allah se milate hai, sunnat ke raaste. Our Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Hakeem Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, he would say that the footsteps of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would lead a person to jannat. And that is how a person can meet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also. The only way for him to meet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is for him to be adherent to the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. So for that, I often say that if a person, to develop the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam and to increase the love of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one's heart, then two or three simple steps and ingredients if one puts into one's life, inshallah, the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam will increase in a person's life. Number one is that excessive recitation of durood and salam upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Gar nasalli ala huwa zubapar, kya asar hoga aho fuhame. If there is no salli ala, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, on a person's tongue, then what effect is there going to be in his crying and wailing before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? So excessive recitation of durood and salam is something that increases the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam in a person's heart, and inshallah it will increase the chances of seeing Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam in one's dream as well. Then striving to practice upon every sunnat of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is something that is extremely important. Every single sunnat, small sunnat, big sunnat, every sunnat a person strives to practice upon, this will also increase the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in a person's heart. And number three is to try and read and increase one's knowledge about Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam by reading authentic literature on the seerat and the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Families must read this together with their children. And inshallah, this will increase the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the heart. And inshallah, and then there are so many, if you read Fazail al-Durood, there are so many specific duroods that if a person reads a particular durood sharif so many times during the day, on a Friday or during the day, every day, then inshallah, before he passes away, he will see Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his dream. Mm. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But notwithstanding that, even if a person, it does not mean that if a person didn't see Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his dream, that he does not love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. It's not like that also. So whereas it is a great virtue to see Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in a person's dream, it is not an indication of a person's sinfulness or the fact that a person is not worthy, that he doesn't see Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his dream. Dreams are something that are not in one's capacity and one's control, and therefore one must not give too much of importance to dreams. Yes, what one must do is that one must be strive to be adherent to the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam said that the one who is closest to me is the one who is adherent to my Sunnah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst such people.
I mean, Jazakallahu khair for that, Mufti Sab.